News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Sinn Féin today is to introduce new legislation that could see the halting of any plans for the government to introduce water charges in the future. We're joined by Ona Brin, Sinn Féin TD for Dublin Mid West, and of course the party spokesperson on housing and on water. Owen, there are zero plans to introduce water charges, so why the need for this legislation? It's kind of pointless, isn't it?
Unfortunately, it's not. It would be great if we didn't have to do this at all. First of all, despite the fact that the Minister for Housing, James Brown, was very quick to claim that he had no plans to introduce any form of water charges at this time, many of us simply don't believe him. The outgoing government, which was, of course, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, had a programme for government commitment and was busy working behind the scenes along with the department and with Uisce Éireann. And the minister's first day brief, as revealed by the Irish Independent only a number of weeks ago, demonstrated the department officials were still working on it.
Department officials were, but there was no chance of that happening. And they've since clarified and said it's not going to happen.
So because of the history of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael on this issue, because they have been desperate to introduce some type of
And Sinn Féin, you were also in favour of water charges initially, we should point out.
Absolutely not. We were never in favour of
water
charges.
Oh, no, you absolutely were. You were in favour of water charges. You didn't oppose it until after People Before Profit opposed it.
Shane, I will come on to your show any day next week if you can go and find any documentary evidence or proof of that. It is simply not true.
I do remember your party leader saying they would pay their water charges. You weren't initially opposed to it.
That is a separate issue. The party has always opposed. Back when I was in Belfast City Council, I was campaigning against them in 2004. And since I've been down in the South since 2006, I and the party have campaigned against them relentlessly. But the core question is as follows, right? What we're doing today is tabling legislation to remove Part 2 of the Water Services Act of 2017. That would end this issue once and for all. And if the government wants the general public to believe them, the best thing to do is support our legislation and put the issue to bed. We're in the middle of a cost of living crisis. The outworking of Trump's tariffs could make that worse. Now would be the very worst time to even consider this. So the government and their backbenchers should support our bill, put their money where their mouth is, and that would be the end of the
matter. Can I ask you about what was proposed by the civil servants? Because to me it seemed fairly fair and fairly standard. Basically, if you're wasting water, like there was a large allowance given to every household, provisions made for various, you know, if you have a large family, if you've someone with a disability. And basically they were saying after that, if you were kind of feckless about your water or you had a leak and you were just refusing to fix it, you would pay a fairly small annual charge. Like, what is the difficulty with that? I mean, if you have a swimming pool at the moment, you don't pay water charges. I mean, how does a left-wing party stand over being in favour of free water for somebody with a swimming pool?
Well, first of all, if that's what this was charged was to do, I would have a different view of it. But unfortunately, that's not the import of the charge that's been proposed. We spent a very significant amount of time in the Future Funding of Water Services, Oireachtas Committee, a number of years ago, looking at this matter. There is no evidence to support the idea that there's a number of people willfully wasting water. We do have 10% of households, and there's a very significant volume of water usage at those locations. But in fact, there's some anecdotal evidence to suggest that in the main, they're either older people with older properties who don't have the money to upgrade their water systems, or they're people living in properties with defects. So before you decide what is the best policy approach to reduce water usage at those locations, you have to go and find out what's going on. I have a constituent here in Lucan. She bought a Celtic Tiger era home. There is significant defects under the foundations of their home. Irish Water came out. They can't do anything about it. This family doesn't have the money to dig up the foundations of their home and repair it. And the government is seriously suggesting that they should fine those people for that. If there is an issue about
So what should happen there? Does the water continue to get wasted?
No, here's what's very frustrating. We made a series of detailed recommendations in that committee report on the Future Funding of Water Services on water conservation. And this charge for so-called excessive use wasn't one of them. There was a series of recommendations in terms of expanding Uisce Éireann's first fix fee, putting in place greater supports for people who want to repair their own water systems if they have the means to do so. Also greater focus on education, as well as changes to planning rules and making it much more easy for people, for example, to use grey water, etc. None of those recommendations have been introduced by government.
Okay, but here's the nub of the issue.
Let me put a question to you. We made recommendations on water conservation and the last government, and this government has done nothing about it.
The chair of Irish Water gave a speech a week or two ago in which he basically said the state of the water services was catastrophic. He spoke about one pipe serving Dublin. He said that could explode in the morning. We spoke to the Construction Industry Federation a little earlier on the show. He spoke about the absence of water capacity restricting new homes. So we have a crisis in our water services. And your solution to that is to bring in a piece of legislation to stop something happening that isn't going to happen.
No, that's not the case. Our solution to that was set out in our manifesto for the general election, which is to provide Uisce Éireann with an extra €1.5 billion to meet that funding deficit that both the outgoing government and the current government hasn't met. In fact, I've been talking for a very long time about the deficits within our water and wastewater infrastructure, not just in Dublin, but in rural areas as well. We've set out very clearly.
We're the only country in the OECD that doesn't have water charges. Do we have some kind of monopoly of wisdom on this?
First of all, that's not true. Scotland doesn't have domestic metered water charges, and they have a very successful water service.
They do have a system of domestic rates.
So first of all, they have no metered domestic water charges. They essentially pay, not unlike us, through, albeit their regional rate, central government taxation. That's exactly what happens here. There is a real issue here, which is if water charges were to be introduced, we would have something that all those other OECD countries have that you mentioned that we currently don't have, which is water poverty. That would be particularly devastating for pensioners as well as for low-income families. What Uisce Éireann needs, and they've been asking government for this since February of last year, is an increase in their capital allocation for their water and wastewater treatment programs. We have provided for that on our alternative budget, and the government should do the same. But the issue of water charges is a distraction from all of that. It doesn't pay for capital upgrades anyway. It simply would replace the money government is currently provided. And that's why we just think...
It would give it a stream of income. But look, we do have to leave it there. Look, thank you for taking our call this morning. Eoghan Brin there, Sinn Féin TD for Dublin Midwest, party spokesperson for water. Look, let us know what you think. Is this legislation necessary? 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.